You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:30. If you're tuning in, you're listening to the SFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're chatting to the CEO of Business Unity South Africa, Kaz Kuvadia, around the World Economic Forum gathering that's kicked off in Davos this week. He joins me now on the line to take a look at some of the objectives of South Africa, as well as what we can make of this year's gathering. Good evening, Uncle Kaz. Lovely to catch up with you as always. We'll get into a couple of the conversations around the B20 and the G20 and all of those things. But the World Economic Forum kicking off this week. Everybody has their own agendas. Everybody has their own objectives to achieve. South Africa has taken about 8 or so ministers to the World Economic Forum gathering. What is South Africa's objective at this year's gathering?
Hi, and always good to talk to you. And just to quickly say that I'm no longer CEO at BUSA. I did retire. Kule Khan has taken over. And I'm at the World Economic Forum, essentially, on B20 work. But having said that, I was at the pre-Davos briefing that the Minister of Finance pulled together on Thursday. And essentially, I think South Africa is coming into the World Economic Forum within a context of much more positivism than we've had before. I think that there is the government-business partnership is beginning to show results. I think the government of national unity, a new administration is beginning to show results, and it seems to be holding. And certainly at the pre-Davos briefing, business and government were very much ad idem that we are at an inflection point and we should present, because we do have a united sort of partnership in the country, and we should present that at Davos, and we should look at issues related to digital economy, we should look at issues related to geopolitical problems that are around, but we better positioned right now to promote the country, to promote investment, and to demonstrate that we have an administration that's gelling well together and actually making a difference.
Thank you very much, Uncle Kaz, for that correction. I forgot that Mr. Mate took over at the start of January this year. Yes, we've kicked off the year, and that was, of course, that announcement that the CEO change would happen in January of 2025. But on the matter of the World Economic Forum, we have taken quite a steep delegation, or quite a large delegation, to the World Economic Forum. Is there something that we need to be aware of there? Why such a big delegation this time around?
Well, I think there's a big delegation because the country appears to be in a better position than it was in the last few years. I think that in the last few years we had serious problems on the energy side with load shedding and so on, serious problems on the logistics side. We made good progress on energy as a result of the business government partnership. We're beginning to make progress on the logistics side. I think that South Africa has demonstrated through the last elections that we are a mature democracy that can actually manage well a change in leadership. I think the ANC conducted itself admirably after the elections in accepting the election, in starting the discussions toward the government of national unity. And we formed in 2 or 3 weeks what it takes some countries in Europe 1.5 years to form, a government of national unity that works. So I think that one, because it's a government of national unity, there are a number of parties involved, so the delegation is bigger, but the business delegation is bigger, more senior, because we have confidence that we are working together and we are actually making a difference.
Uncle Kaz, what else is on the agenda for the World Economic Forum gathering? I know that the climate conversation is not going away just yet, but what else is expected to be discussed this week?
And the climate one, obviously, I think the geopolitical issues. I mean, Trump is being inaugurated today, a significant development geopolitically. I think there are a number of geopolitical hotspots. I think that have got to be looked at, even though this is a business sort of WEF is all about business, but the geopolitics is beginning to affect business, and business needs to look at that. I think issues related to finance and raising of finance and financing of not from the point of view of just financing of developments in the countries in the south that are on the basis of investment in those countries, and I think investment and infrastructure is a critical issue at WEF. And then the digital economy, I think that's essentially the theme of WEF this year. The AI digitalization, what that means, what the advantages are, what the pitfalls are, and how countries like South Africa actually manage those so that it enables us to continue to grow our economy and not stifle the little growth that we've got. So I think those are some of the issues that are on the agenda that will be discussed. And I think that the fact that we have, it's no longer unipolar world. We do have BRICS, and BRICS has grown and is becoming a factor in both in geopolitics, but also, intra-BRICS trade is significant currently. And so I think that the fact that the world is changing geographically, the world is changing in the sense that it's no longer a unipolar world. The fact that some countries in the north are becoming more protectionist. All of those are issues I think that WEF needs to discuss and should be on the agenda.
From a business perspective, you and I have also spoken about BUSA's role and the particular positioning of the B20 that's coming into this year, understanding that we are the G20 presidency country of the year. And I know there's an official opening that's taking place for the B20 next month in Cape Town. I'm sure you and I will catch up there as well. Are you looking to bring some of those agenda points to the World Economic Forum stage here, understanding that the platform is there already and it could set it up quite nicely for further conversations next month?
Yeah, I mean, some of us are here specifically for that purpose. We're interacting with people like MasterCard and Bloomberg and others. We're interacting with some global businesses to promote B20 in South Africa. We are absolutely clear that we want to make this an African B20, so we'll also be interacting with Africa Collective here, which comes to Davos every year and brings a number of African business people and African CEOs, and we'll be interacting with them, essentially to promote the B20, to talk about how we want to manage it. We are the fourth country in a row, that country in the south, that will be at ease hosting the B20 after Indonesia, India, Brazil, and now ourselves, and we hand over to the United States. So I think we also have a responsibility to consolidate the priorities of the South as we hand over to the United States. And we're here in Davos to actually talk to global business leaders, to talk to business organizations, to talk to multilateral organizations about the B20, what our plans are, and what sort of support we need for them, not financial support, but support in professional support and expertise and so on in the various task forces that will be run by the B20.
It's not an agenda that is light on topics of discussion, so there's much to be discussed this week. Hopefully we get some positive outcomes. We wish you and the teams the very best of luck in all of the engagements throughout the week, and we look forward to seeing the outcomes of these engagements. We'll leave the conversation there. That was Akaz Kovadia of Business Unity South Africa and of the B20 joining us to take a look at what's on the agenda for the World Economic Forum gathering in Davos this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.